Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hey, hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the happiest podcast on earth. We're talking about a not so happy subject, I guess. Rain, rainy days, rainy, sad days in the park, or great days, depending on the kind of person you are. But we'll talk about that. Who is with me this week? I almost said anyways, who is with me this week? I'm keeping this. I'm going. I'm still going. I'm
oh my God.
It's Hunter's challenge of the episode not to say anyways.
Not to say so or anyways. Here we go.
You're doing great.
With us here today, we have AJ Mulholland.
Hello, hello.
And Melinda Riley.
Hey, everybody.
We are talking about rainy days today.
Wow, really?
The pause you have to take to not say anyways or so is killing me.
I'm gonna be better. I'm going to improve.
You realize I could just cut these out, right?
No.
People are gonna think the episode stopped and look at their car, like radio, and be like, where'd they go?
No.
Like, you realize me cutting it out is gonna be a quicker transition than you sitting here for 10 minutes trying not to say it.
This is fun. I'm having fun. This is my growth as a talker. Let's just say that. I'm
so proud.
I come from the athlete background. I want to improve every day. And now I've been made aware of something I should improve on when I'm speaking. So I'm...
I was not just talking about you. So. And I did not say that... oh my God. You're so dramatic. You're so dramatic.
Okay. Do y'all like the rain?
Do we want to do it around the room?
Oh yeah. Around the room. How is everybody?
He's so nervous.
I'm swinging. There is a solar eclipse on Monday. This is posting on Friday. If you don't know, and you live somewhere between, is it Dallas and like Maine? If you live on a line between Dallas and Maine or Cleveland or somewhere around there, then you are in the path of the solar eclipse. It's going right through old DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth. So I'm excited. What about y'all? No eclipse for y'all? AJ, definitely no eclipse for y'all. See you in 7 years or 10 years or whenever it's going to hit.
Not in this corner.
It's 2045, actually, the next time it's over Disney.
Gracious.
And I know this off the top of my head because John and I were talking about it earlier.
The last one I did see was at Disney, though. That's crazy. Recently, right? That was like in the last 10 years.
We had a solar eclipse. Did it go the opposite way, like from Florida to Washington? Because I remember, I feel like that was COVID because I was home in Washington when one happened and we had these little glasses. Like they looked like
my
glasses
COVID trip.
You could get at the movies and you could look up at the sky and see the eclipse. I feel like it went from, because there's a really funny meme. It must've been 2020 of Trump looking right at the sun without any eye protection. That's how I know what year.
That was a moment.
That was such a good meme.
Yeah. I had no idea it was going to happen in the park either. It must have, the marketing wasn't as good as this year, apparently, but
I should have got those, like, Disney makes these like 3D glasses sometimes for events and whatnot that make lights or fireworks look like little Mickey heads. They should have gotten that for the solar eclipse.
Don't give them ideas. It'll be happening next time. Just watch.
I'm down.
Or you just walk outside with your Philharmonic glasses and just try to see if they work. And
do not do that. Do not do that. Disclaimer.
That was not my recommendation.
Not his recommendation. I know it's coming over Jersey, but like it's been raining so much here. Like we have not seen the sun in days. We're drowning, literally.
So you must really hate the topic of today's episode.
You know what's funny? I actually really love the rain. I really, really do. I am a rain person. Okay, like my Twilight phase comes out whenever it's raining out. Like I just feel like that gloomy, like moment in my life, and it's great. And I've never minded the rain, but I hate when it's sunny and raining because I think that the weather should just make a choice, either be happy or be like kind of gloomy, you know. But yeah, anyway, the point is it's probably gonna be cloudy and I won't see the solar eclipse.
Dang. Well, I think it's gonna be okay in Dallas. I was trying to look up the weather for you in New Jersey. But then I couldn't think of a city in New Jersey.
I don't know where I live, seriously.
New Jersey's so small. You could just pick a place and it'll be the same.
I typed in New Jersey.
That is not true.
I drove the entire state of New Jersey in one day, Mel. I know that place like the back of my hand.
You know what's funny is the weather's actually very different because the coastline you get, they call it cats. In the summer, it's cooler at the shore. So it'll be 10 degrees cooler at the beach compared to, like, if you even go like an hour inward, you're looking at like a 10, 20 degree difference.
Seems so backwards. You're at the beach for a good warm time.
No, it's like, it literally, so if it's like 90, oh yeah, the water's always cold. If it's like 90 degrees in state, it'll be like 80 to 70 if you go towards the shore. It's crazy. And the same thing with like snow. We don't get snow on the shoreline nearly as often because we have the salt water rolling off. So it just doesn't work out. We just get rain a lot of the time. We're inward, you'll get like a couple inches. So it actually does vary.
Huh. So tell me, I was looking on my Weather Channel app and you can't just type in New Jersey. So are there like three cities in New Jersey, or like how many are there?
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's so many different. Are you kidding?
Isn't New Jersey like the size of like half of DFW? Isn't that like.
Probably.
I mean, it's one of the most heavily populated states, believe it or not. But it
does not mean it's density wise, like, because it's. I don't know.
What do you.
I'm not trying to beef on like the size of New Jersey.
You're apparently beefing on my state, bro. Like, really?
It takes about an hour to drive.
Yeah, it takes you about an hour. If you go from the coast, basically, all the way to the other side, it takes you about an hour 15, depending on traffic. And
I know, because I made that drive.
To go up and down.
But yeah, if you drive north to south, that's a hike.
Yeah, you can go 3 to 4 hours, I would think. Maybe even more, honestly. Okay. Depending on, once again, traffic and like what time of year it is and things like that.
Very nice. I feel like it's just a different lifestyle up there in the Northeast. You can go to a different state just to have fun.
That was the biggest culture shock for me. Like, Washington State is huge. It's like the 13th largest state, and it would take us like 4 to 6 hours to get to Seattle. Wow. Meanwhile, when I lived in Connecticut, it would take us 30 minutes to get to the edge of the state.
Yeah.
Like, go to Yale, it took me 30 minutes.
Yeah. No, it's really easy. I could literally go to Philly if I wanted to, or New York, really, at any time, technically. I don't, but I could, you know.
And then meanwhile, in Florida, it takes me an hour to get anywhere.
Yeah. Even driving from work back to your house, which is, in theory, 20 minutes away.
Literally.
Especially if the park's just closed.
Especially if the park's just closed. You might just want to sit there for a while.
Correct. Extra hours in.
But Newark, New Jersey. I looked it up on
an app. Okay. That is relatively close to me.
There you go. Newark. Monday, partly cloudy.
Oh,
only a 7% chance of rain. You might be seeing a little bit of an eclipse.
Partly cloudy. We'll see if partly cloudy. That might turn into just full.
It's severely cloudy.
It does. It tends to do that. Yeah.
All right. Well, solar eclipse to rainy day. Unless anybody else has anything interesting going on. I don't. That was my most exciting thing I'm looking forward to this week.
Is the solar eclipse.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that? I mean, that's like a cool thing, right?
Yeah. No, it's great. That's great. That's awesome.
Now I'm being made fun of.
I'm sorry. I'm really tired. I'm in a show right now. I know you guys kind of talked
about it. Oh, yes.
I'm in a show. I'm in Pride and Prejudice, but it's not like the classic Pride and Prejudice. It's a comedic version. So it's very, I don't want to say raunchy, but kind of raunchy. And it plays on a lot of the words, but it's still Old English Regency. And I get to play Lizzie. So I'm very, very excited. It's a dream for me to do that, channeling my inner Keira Knightley the best I possibly can. So if you happen to be in Jersey and want to come see a show.
When's it running?
May 10th and 11th. It's Mother's Day weekend. So we're making it a Mother's Day tea event, basically. So
that's,
you get
so
to come
cute.
In. Yeah. So you get, like, you can come in, you can buy like a little teacup set, and you can get a flower for your mom. And it's like an immersive theater experience. So they're going to sit. And then we have all of our vignettes, which are like set places. And it's going to be through the audience. So, like, they're a part of the whole show. It's going to be really, really fun. So I'm very excited about that. We just had our first rehearsal starting this week. So we had callbacks last week. So it's been a lot. There's a lot going on. But yeah.
That's quick. May.
Yeah. Yeah. We have like a month. I have to be off book in like less than 2 weeks. I don't know how.
Holy cow. How long's the show? Like,
I don't even, we haven't been able to run the whole thing yet because, like I said, we just started, but I mean, with intermission, I'm going to guess over 2 hours, and it's all dialogue. You know what I mean? So it's dialogue.
Are you always on stage?
Yeah, like, basically.
Yeah.
I'm in every scene. I'm called.
You not
for
know Pride and Prejudice?
Excuse me? Do I not?
You don't know Pride and Prejudice? You didn't have to read that in like high school?
Lizzo from like with the hair? Lizzo.
No. Lizzo. You concern me.
Please.
Is Pride, is Grease like the remake of Pride and Prejudice, or is what? It like, am I? Am
not
I off?
In the slightest.
I've never seen Pride and Prejudice. I know it's not related to Grease at all, but
Grease the remake.
I've never seen Pride and Prejudice.
Maddie's never made you watch Pride and Prejudice. This never happened.
Is the movie like? Is it like Phantom of the Opera? Like kind of like where it
it's
was?
Not a musical.
Was Pride and Prejudice based on a play, or was it a play?
Pride and Prejudice is it's a book.
Jane Austen.
It's a Jane Austen book.
So book.
Okay,
movie,
no, we're done.
Play.
We're done.
I'm talking about the order of inception here.
It was probably book, play,
book,
movie.
Play, movie.
Well, I would say BBC TV series movies, because there's the famous Colin Firth ones. There's another series that came out before that one. Then there's the Keira Knightley movie, which, you know, some people love, some people hate. I love it. I don't care.
That's the same or different? Is that?
Well, this is a comedic play off of all of the Pride and Prejudice versions that have come before. So it's still the same story, but it's more mocking some of the tropes and isms and playing up the characters, because it's a dramatic story, you know?
Oh, so like Monty Python, Pride and Prejudice.
Well, yeah, but probably not quite.
Spam a lot of.
No holy hand grenades?
No, none of that. But no, it is a lot of fun. And Hunter, I feel like you really should.
I feel
you
like it would be a great way to experience Pride and Prejudice for the first time. Would be.
You would probably enjoy it. Yeah. But like, I think you should sit with Maddie and have a Pride and Prejudice night. I feel like she would love it. Very relaxing, you know, put the babes to bed and just sit and watch a nice movie with some popcorn, you know?
Okay. Okay. What is y'all's, what's y'all's go-to series right now? Maddie and I just started The Gentlemen.
Ooh, I've been so into political dramas lately. I did Designated Survivor. I just finished The Diplomat. I did
Have you seen House of Cards?
I can't do it. Okay,
no,
I watched.
You need to do it. You have
no.
to do it.
Listen
that's
to me.
Political.
I,
that's.
I watched Madam. I watched Madam Secretary first, and Madam Secretary, for those of you who don't know, has like the most wholesome. Shoot, I don't know her. I don't know the actress's name. It has a lot of Broadway people in it, actually, which is interesting. But the Madam Secretary is basically about this woman who grew, or her name's Elizabeth McCord. She was in the CIA forever, went retired, is now like a college professor, and all of a sudden gets called to be the Secretary of State. And it's about her being the Secretary of State and then eventually the Vice President. And it's like this whole thing. And it's so well done. And her husband have the best relationship. Like they are so supportive of each other. They're both within different aspects of like the CIA and things like that. And their like home life is shown a lot with like their kids and whatnot. And it's so wholesome. So then I go to House of Cards, where everyone is using
really
everyone for everything all of the time. And it's so much lying and so much cheating and deceit and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this doesn't make me feel good. So I stopped watching. I like the feel good political dramas. Well, despite all
have
the
you watched,
political things they're doing. But
well, have you watched like Veep then, which is like kind of a comedic political?
No, it's on my list, though.
Oh, it's hysterical. It's so funny and kind of a little too real sometimes. But like it's very much like. Yeah, it's that political backstabbiness, but like comedic. You know
That's
what I mean?
Funny.
Like you're never like upset necessarily, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you should try that one.
I just finished The Diplomat. There was only one season and they're coming out with another season later this year. So I'm trying not to start any more shows before I graduate in May because I keep watching Netflix and not doing my homework.
I get it. I get it. The multitasking is hard. I'm rewatching Bridgerton before the new season comes out.
Smart.
Never seen it. I think Maddie watched it on her own.
Oh my god. I love it. I love
See,
it so
if
much.
If Maddie likes Bridgerton, she'd love Pride and Prejudice.
I think I tried to watch it once and I was like, this doesn't make any sense. That's not how these people would have acted. So then I was
It's not supposed to.
I know, that's the twist. But
well, and then I'm like so obsessed, like I went to Bath and Body Works over the weekend and I remembered they have a Bridgerton collab right now. So I went to the store and thank God it was still there. And I bought like every Bridgerton themed candle and wall scent thing. And they smell amazing. So if you like Bridgerton, totally worth it. Go get it because they said they're not restocking once it's gone. So
Ruggable also has a really good Bridgerton line out right now. There is a rug that's like blue with all of these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful like pastel-y colors on top and like flowers and whatnot that I was so close to buying. I was so close to it. But they have some like really good Bridgerton collabs coming
no,
out
they
right
really
now.
Do.
Trying to do what Barbie did.
Oh my god, I love it. I love it. I wish it went with the decor in my house because I would just be snatching them up for sure.
I'm definitely outnumbered on this episode. I can already tell. We're not
I guess we should
it.
Start the real topic of the episode then.
Just start, yeah. This is now Bridgerton.
Right.
Look, we could do a ladies' night all about Bridgerton, okay?
I'm gonna reel it back in here.
It's so fun though.
All right. Well, let's talk about what we came here to talk about. Raining and Walt Disney World. What do you do? Is your day okay? This is our starting question. If it rains on your park day at Disney World, is your day ruined? Or are you just still perfectly happy? I am on the I'm still perfectly happy, if not better because it rained. Mm-hmm. But I'll leave that to you.
As a local, I might have a different view of this because I don't have a limited time in the parks and whatnot. So when it rains, I'm like, whatever. I have a million other things I can go do to avoid it. Or I could just walk in the rain. Who cares? I get to go home to my own bed, my own shower, blah, 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 blah. So for me, I don't care. Like, there's a million other things to do. I can wait it out. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. I, as someone, once again, you're paying a lot of money to come from out of state to go to the parks. I'm going to trudge through it no matter what. And I do think depending on your situation and the time of year you go, if you do have the locals, they don't feel like sticking around. It does basically empty out the park for you, which is pretty freaking awesome. Not going to lie.
True. Very true.
Yeah. So basically, the point of this episode is to answer that question of what do you do when it rains at Disney World? Because a lot of people may say, oh, my trip's ruined. I'm going back to the hotel. We're done for the day, which is a good thing that we'll talk about of the people who do think that mean it's going to be a better day for you. Because in Florida, a lot of people don't understand that it'll rain for maybe 30 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, and it'll torrential downpour to the point where people are like, this is never going to end. They leave and then it's sunny and back to normal. No clouds in the sky an hour later. So number one for me, and we'll just kind of say each one we have, and then we'll go from there. We'll just kind of debate each one or agree on each one. A little agree to disagree, throwback to last week's episode. But number one, I put sing in the rain, but really it means do anything in the rain. Just be in the rain because you're
just hang out.
It's your raining.
Your hair's gonna be gross anyways.
If you see on the forecast that it's gonna be raining, wear your flip-flops, wear your Chacos, don't wear your tennis shoes with your ankle socks. Like, okay, that's just gross. But, you know, wear your flip-flops, wear something that you can walk around because there's puddles. The drainage at Disney parks is something else sometimes. You'll be walking and there'll be 3 inches of standing water. So
correct.
That does happen. But yeah. You're in the parks, do something cool. If you're over by Star Tours, you know, reenact a little Endor scene in the rain, you know? If you're in Galaxy's Edge, just kind of explore, check out the ships. And if you don't mind getting rained on, just hang out. And the cool thing is, you'll look around, and if you're not undercover, there'll be no one else around. Everybody's running to the next thing, hiding, and you basically have all the walkways to yourself. So
you've accepted defeat already, so it's fine.
Yes. And oh my gosh, you see those people sometimes where they are like in their tennis shoes and they have their backpack and they didn't have a poncho or an umbrella, and you see everybody who's like covered, and then you just see the one person who's like, it already happened.
Head held high.
I can't do anything about it, and they've got their backpack soaked. But yeah, bring a poncho. It'd be smart. I know the plastic ponchos aren't cool, but they're honestly the best option in terms
do
of just
not
throwing it off.
Absolutely do not use the blue merchandise bags as any form of cover, because the rain will make the paint melt, like the coating of it, and you will end up with blue hair.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
Oh, yeah. That's
if you like, it's put an asterisk by this, but it's like a thing at least for our merchandise stores, where if people ask for bags because they don't want to buy a poncho, but they want to hide from the rain, they have to give them the clear bag, because if not, it'll just like rain and pour and absolutely melt the like colors and whatnot off of the bag. So little don't do that. Just buy the poncho.
It's a blue bag. Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Little side note. I actually saw a TikTok about that the other day, which made me
did too. Yeah.
I didn't know that was the thing. Apparently, yeah. That's something to watch out for. I might have to test it next time I'm out there.
Dye your hair blue.
I have dark hair. It won't dye it blue, but I mean, it'll probably ruin your shirt or something if you try to like put it over your head and it's on your shirt or whatever. I don't know. But okay.
I mean, I would have to say though, why? And I feel like you're judging people for wearing closed-toed shoes, but you realize a lot of people are not packing multiple pairs of shoes. Plus, flip-flops are not very supportive shoes. So
okay, well, I don't wear flip-flops. I wear Okay. Apparently, Maddie said this option isn't cool anymore. I thought it was. I still wear my Chacos. Apparently, they're not in anymore.
I don't even know what those are, but that's
really
cool.
They're like sandals.
They're like Tevas.
You get them at REI.
Like sporty Birkenstocks.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, Birkenstock immediately tells me no. You're not in style.
No. Birkenstocks are back. They are back.
Oh God.
But the Chacos are like, apparently the Chacos went out of style in 2019. And Maddie, my wife, reminded me of that when I went to Cabo a couple weeks ago and I packed my Chacos. She's like, those aren't cool anymore. And I was like,
but they're
that's
gonna
why
be
I'm
great
bringing
for the
them.
beach.
Because I'm not cool. I'm just a dad now. But
oh, stop. Dads can still be cool. But no, I guess what I'm trying to say on that note is, as someone who does have to only pack sometimes like one pair of shoes because we're doing a weekend trip and oh, too bad your sneakers are now soaked. My recommendation is, first of all, having closed-toed shoes in open puddles of water that are sometimes multiple inches deep is not a bad idea because you don't know what's floating in there. But second, make sure to put your shoes near a vent to dry, because if you do not, they probably will smell. And then you're going to be the person on the plane going home that nobody wants to be next to. So just keep that in mind.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I had one pair of shoes and they got drenched, I'm not wearing those
Hunter,
shoes again the
some
next
people
day. No,
don't
like
have the
that's,
resources.
I know, but that's just like, I don't care if I don't have the resources. I mean, I'll buy a $5 pair of shoes, or I will at that point, I will buy a pair of like the cheapest flip flops I can find, like the cheapest, thinnest, most
it's
uncomfortable.
Hard to find anything cheap in Disney though, so you would have to
probably
outsource.
Oh no, I'd go on
outsource.
iDrive and I'd go check out some of those places.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, don't feel bad if you wear closed-toed shoes. It's fine. Hunter's just got an opinion.
Okay. If you can't pack an extra pair of shoes, pack a set of dryer sheets and then just throw those in the shoe when you get back to the hotel.
Or those, or pack like a thing of like Lysol, like the spray, so you can just spray your shoes out, sanitize. Honestly, good to have that anyway, because let's be real, like feet get stinky and it's hot. You know
but
what I
just
mean?
Get the foot spray stuff that like, it's the spray, but it like dries it. It's like a dry spray. Yeah.
It's like dry spray.
It
Whoa.
Is. It is. It's like an athlete's foot spray.
Like
okay.
Dry shampoo, but for your shoes.
It literally is. It literally is that. And it works
oh my
wonders.
God. I love
I've
it.
Used it many times. But okay. Just be in the rain unless you have closed-toed shoes. Otherwise, run for cover. My second one was, okay, it's kind of the same. But my second one is just the word go with an exclamation point. And it's one of those, if you don't mind getting wet. And it's not go as in leave. It's go as in go.
Don't run.
Do as much in a fast walk. Do as much as you can. Don't wait to be in cover. Walk to the next open attraction. Because if it does rain for, say, over an hour, most people are kind of sticking around the attraction that they maybe just finished. They're just hanging around in the exit area. There's not a lot of people necessarily getting on those attractions at that point, especially if it hasn't let up. So if you're hopping attraction to attraction, you can knock out a few and, it'll be a bonus. So go. It's the green light in my vacation vernacular when it starts pouring. Yeah.
Vibes.
You're trying not to say anyways. Anyways, my
number one. I'm not
going to
say anyways. I'm not.
My number one, which I'm sure everyone is like, why haven't they talked about this already? Even though we're like three things in. Kilimanjaro Safaris.
That was my
Y'all, yeah.
This is the absolute number one thing. I know that people run away, get scared in the rain, whatever. And I will say, the trucks, while they are covered on the top, they are not covered on the sides. You might as well just consider it a water ride if you're getting the Kilimanjaro Safaris truck while it's raining. But it is absolutely incredible. Going, especially like right at the end of the rainstorm when it's lightening up, things are cooler. The animals absolutely adore that weather. The amount of times when I was a safari truck driver that I would be like head to toe soaked, those hiking boots are not waterproof, unfortunately, squishing in my shoes. However, I got to see elephants playing in the rain. You got to see the African wild dogs either hiding out and being cute and cuddly, or they're playing in the rain and in the mud. Like the just, gosh, I'm like thinking about all the different things that I've seen. Like the animals absolutely adore it. This is the time that they're most active. It's cool. They're not having to conserve their energy or anything. Like 10 out of 10, would recommend. It's fine. You're just going to get a little soaked, a little bit, a lot soaked, but like enjoy it.
Sit in the middle.
Sit in the middle. Put your
belongings
in the middle. Right.
Yeah.
But no, it's so incredible. Like Kilimanjaro safaris during the rain. There's nothing else like it. It's kind of the same reasoning when people say go in the morning when it's cooler because the animals are more active. No two safaris are the same. So if you're already soaked and, you know, Everest is closed and whatnot, do another safari. Why not? Keep going.
Dang. Double safari. That's crazy talk.
I've
right
done that
there.
Before in a rainstorm. It's fun. Like the animals are just so cool. And like I said, they are so active during that times, or they're just really cute and trying to hide out. Like the monkeys are so funny. There's nowhere really for them to hide out, like in their little habitat area.
The monkeys.
Yeah. So as you're going towards like the elephant area where there's like the elephant watering hole on the right hand side, to the left.
Oh, yes. I remember those monkeys.
Oh, goodness. Why can't I remember the animal that Rafiki is? They're really cute.
Baboon?
What's up?
Baboon?
I think so. Gosh, I'm the worst safari truck driver. I can't remember the exact name. But they weren't out very often. But when they were in the rain, they just kind of huddle together and look miserable. And they're really cute.
Old and miserable. How many loops how does your rotation work when you're working safari? How many loops do you drive before you have to get rotated?
2 to 4. Because they're about 20 minutes each.
Dang. I think my record for safari is like a 40-minute safari. And it was because there was a holdup. Either I think it was a stubborn rhino or an angry giraffe. I can't remember. But one of those two.
Both are scary options. Still remember the time a mom almost charged a truck. That was crazy.
A mom what?
A mommy rhino. We were I literally have a video of it. We were on the safari and the little baby came up very, very close to our truck. And the mom just comes out and she got like, no one can see this, like this close to the truck. And
we're talking 4 inches.
It's a very small distance. And the girl at the front, she's like, is the rhino touching the truck? And we're like, no. And she went, great. And she just like goes as quickly as she can.
She's like, perfect. I don't have to report it. Bye.
Like, all right, we're going to go now before something bad happens. Yeah. Mom took baby, went off like right at the moment she started to move. So thank God. But that could have been real bad for a hot second. Mommy was not happy. So
no, definitely not. Definitely not.
No.
I mean, that's pretty much the only thing I feel like you would do in Animal Kingdom. I mean, well, have Flight of Passage. You've got Dinosaur.
Yeah. I can't believe you haven't discussed Epcot at all yet. How did Animal Kingdom get prioritized?
Because Kilimanjaro Safaris is the best. I will say the jungle treks, again, if you're already soaked and you're just walking around and owning it, the different jungle treks as well as like the walking paths and whatnot, those are really fun to do when it's raining. Also, asterisks, this is not when we're not talking lightning in the area. When there's lightning in the area, a lot of the things shut down. We're just purely talking about rain.
Yeah, we are not promoting going in.
Doesn't shut out.
Being a human lightning rod.
Someone's going to be like, all the rides were closed. How dare you?
You know what doesn't shut down just because of lightning? La Cava.
Dude, yes, that's on my list too.
I'm like, that's the one place I'm going. If I'm in Epcot, we're going to go right to Mexico. You're inside. You got a ride in there. You can get your margaritas if you want. Sit and get some like chips and guac. You're set.
If you can time it out with either like a restaurant or, you know, somewhere like La Cava where it's just like an indoor bar hangout area, if you can time it out kind of going, okay, the clouds are looking bad. The weather bugs. Start making your way to get to those walk-up reservations first before everyone else does. So then when everyone's standing in line for La Cava and you're sitting pretty with your margaritas or like Sci-Fi Diner is a good one to sneak out to because it's kind of acceptable for you to be there for a long period of time because they're like, oh, you're watching the shows. But as long as you're being like, you're ordering drinks, you're ordering, I'm not saying go occupy a table.
Have you ever gotten kicked out of a restaurant at Disney?
I don't think that's ever happened. You can, but it's just like common courtesy that like if you're going to go occupy a table, especially one where there's like a tipped opportunity for a server, don't just be ordering water and bread.
Not the nicest thing you could do to them, for sure.
Or like if you're going to do that, leave them a 20 as you're leaving, please. But that was one of mine is like if you sense that the rain is coming, dinner and drinks. But at some point, once the rain starts hitting, you're kind of going to be SOL trying to find a lot of like the popular options, like a lot of the sit down dining people are going to run to. And plus they're already so booked up for reservations. So finding indoor quick services like the China Pavilion, I love hanging out in their quick service because it's like an indoor outdoor situation. So you're not getting soaked, but you're also not like cramped inside either.
It's nice to sit in like something that's not inside, but it's covered and you get to just watch the rain. Maybe a little, good let's go back watching. To Animal Kingdom, a little flame tree barbecue action. There we go. We're back. There we're back at go. Animal Kingdom.
Looking out over the lake, over Mount Everest, please.
Honestly,
I'm
that's
so offended by how much Animal Kingdom talk is happening today. Like, what is this?
But okay. Back to
I can
Epcot.
Take it back to Epcot because there's did, another one on my list.
Yeah. And I did say in general for Epcot, only Test Track closes when it rains. Nothing else at Epcot will close, whether rain or lightning. Right. Yeah.
Right. I suggest for Epcot, if you can't make it to La Cava, make it to the Land Pavilion. You have three different attractions. You have the Amazing Planet Show, you have Soarin', and you have Living with the Land, and you have a quick service inside for if you get hungry, really waiting it out. And they have lots of seating there. So it's a pretty nice spot that if you're like, shoot, it's going to rain for the next hour, might as well wait for Soarin'. That is one of the rides that like really jumps up when the wait time hits, or when the rain hits, excuse me. Yeah. But no, I think the Land is like a really underrated spot to hide out from the rain.
Yeah. The Land,
that's valid.
The Land and the Seas for sure. The Seas kind of the, well, obviously the opposite of the Land, cause that's kind of the whole gist of it, but you got the aquariums. You can hang out in there. I don't think you'd have to leave to get in line for Nemo again and walk through the rain, but I feel like
maybe
you can spend a lot of time.
Start in line for Nemo. So then when you're done,
ride it, do Turtle Talk with Crush, watch the manatees. And yeah, you're good. Go in the store. And then AJ, you mentioned this before we started recording, but the feeling of like accomplishment of walking out of either a restaurant or attraction or like the Land or the Seas Pavilion. And you just can tell it's like, it went down out here. Like it poured and there were battles and I just was hanging out inside.
And having, you had no idea. Yeah. That is the best feeling, walking out and realizing the ground is wet and you're like, oh, it rained? I had no idea. And you're walking past the people with like absolutely drenched hair and you're like,
people at stroller parking that are like just pulling in with their stroller. They were walking from the America Pavilion to the Seas. Like they went through it and you're just like, mm-hmm. Oh, hey, it's a great time to be outside now.
Correct. Oh my gosh. No, that's such a good feeling. I love that. Although the humidity after the rainstorm is not to be messed with. Even if you did not get hit by the rain, anyone with long hair is just going to poof up immediately. It's for those of you who have been to the Moana exhibit in Epcot already, it's just that, but everywhere. Mm-hmm. Your hair's just going to poof.
Or if you're like me with fine straight hair, you're just going to look like a wet rat. It's just going to slick down all day and you're just done for. And it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
That's a look though, right? The old slick back.
No, it's terrible. No? I feel like I look like George Washington, but bad.
Me and Mel are not girlies so you can pull off the slick back look. I'm going to tell you that right now. Mel, I love you, but we can't do it.
No, we can't do it. It's not a vibe for us. I'd rather, as I'm wearing a hat right now, if I'm having bad hair dye, that's it. Like I'm not even going to try it. We know what we can do. And that's just not one of those things we can do.
Correct. It was humbling us, please.
Oh, for sure. No, what I do when it's like pouring and if you're nowhere near that area, you pick the best gift shops and you just start gift shop hopping is like what I would do. So if I'm stuck all the way near like Germany and I know there's just no like getting around it, I go and get popcorn and I'll just like slowly try to traverse like around without having to leave as much as possible. You know how like the gift shops kind of connect and you just like hop across pavilion into the next one gift and you hop. Just do it that way.
The Japan pavilion would be a great place to hide out because they have tons of stores back there.
Tons of space. So does the Moroccan pavilion. I mean, they've got that huge back spot, you know? Yeah. Oh yeah. You just go slip back there. You just pretend you care about the crystal, like little statues, or you're looking at genie lamps. You're like, yeah, I care about this so much.
Really contemplating buying one of these.
And you just eat your little caramel popcorn and you just wait. You just wait, you know, instead of being soaked, walking from the Americas all the way to, you know, Living with the Land and hoping for the best, you know?
Mm-hmm. Emporium is a hack too on Main Street.
For sure. It's
you're
huge.
You're like, I'm going to take the 300 yard walk through Emporium and Casey's and just kind of make my way through there slowly. And hopefully this rain stops.
Or I love seeing the people that like were there too long and gave up. And you'll just see people sitting with their legs sprawled out, like in the stacks of merch. Like totally being in everyone's way, but you're just like, yep, me too, bud. Me too. It's like,
we're done. Mm-hmm. We're hanging out.
We gave up.
Mm-hmm. In Magic Kingdom, you have the Rainy Day Cavalcade, which is it's a special offering only for the rain. So, I mean, is it too much to say people would go to Magic Kingdom thinking or go specifically to the location to say, like, I have an opportunity to check out the rainy day cavalcade?
It is such a cute little cavalcade.
Is it a must do?
I mean, that depends on if you want to get wet. I think if you're already embracing the rain and whatnot, you might as well go watch the Rainy Day Cavalcade. It's so cute. The song will be stuck in your head the entire rest of the day. But they'll take like the giant two-story trolley car and a couple of the other little automobiles that they have on Main Street sometimes, and they'll put characters inside that. And then they'll have the dancers wearing like rain boots and rain gear. And, you know, sorry if you're not a character, you're going to get soaked. They'll have them out there, which is really cute. But I really like the Rainy Day Cavalcade. I think it's a really good offering to replace Festival of Fantasy in those moments. It's not something that you're just like, oh, okay, they threw this together. There's no thought behind this. There's no characters. Like, there's usually princesses, princes, all of your favorite fur characters. Like, they do a good job at those offerings.
Yeah.
What I don't understand, because this has happened so many times at this point, it is gorgeous all day. Beautiful. You hit 2:30, and I'm one of those people, I am front and center, like waiting 30 minutes to an hour for a good spot for Festival of Fantasy. And I'm telling you, every single time it hits like 2:30 and the clouds start rolling in. And then by 2:50, it's looking really dark. 3 o'clock, it just starts pouring. And then we're delaying by 10 minutes. Then we're delaying till 3:30. You know what I mean? And it's like, If you know that it keeps happening at 3 p.m., just move the parade either up or down so it doesn't hit this time window.
No. I feel that in my soul.
They didn't think about this at all.
Like, and it's been, I mean, Festival of Fantasy didn't just celebrate like 10 years or something. Like, you think they would know by now. Like,
I would be really interested to see why 3 o'clock. Like, is that because it's not the hottest part of the day? Is that because it's the busiest part of the day? Like, I totally would have gotten it if it was just because of park hopping hours, but like, I don't know. And they used to have it during the busy seasons. Yeah. I mean, they used to have it during busy seasons that they would do Festival of Fantasy twice a day. I don't believe they're doing that right now, even though it is the busy season.
Yep.
But no, I wish they had like, and again, it's probably a labor thing, you know, Cinderella's got to get her paycheck somehow. I wish they would
those
do it
glass at slippers
11
don't
and
pay
3.
For themselves.
Right?
Like, if they're only going to do it once a day, then just pick a better time of day at that point. Even if you just move it up by an hour, I'm telling you, 2 to 3, it's fine. It's the second 3 o'clock hits, the sky opens, and it's like, it's torrential.
The hottest part of the day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They should move it.
The worst, I feel like, for them is when they're like 70% of the way through the route, and then it starts
It just starts pouring.
And then, you're
and then
like,
it's like, good luck. You better be dancing really fast down Main Street, bestie. Yeah,
it's over.
There was a video of Rapunzel, and I believe she was taken out of the thing. Like, they started taking the characters off the floats, and she was like dragging her hair in the puddle. And I was like, no, pick it up. I was like,
brush.
I'm sure Rapunzel's friends backstage had a really fun time brushing and sterilizing that. I'm sure that was a really fun time for them. I'm sure they weren't cursing her at all.
Please.
It was very cute. It was very cute because it was like she was kind of like making it like a carriage, but I'm like, girl.
She's splashing and whatnot.
Not a good move, but yeah.
funny.
Just, I don't know why they don't move it. That's my quip because this has happened.
Water and hair, just for anybody. It just, no matter what the...
Not a good vibe.
If you have Rapunzel hair or just normal hair, it's just not good. I've got, and we didn't really talk about any of these yet. We've talked about gift shops, restaurants, but find a show or long indoor attraction. Talking like your American Adventure. If you're stuck in Epcot and you're gift shop hopping, and then you might go, it's not O Canada anymore. Shoot, is it? What is it?
It is a new show now, isn't it?
It's not Impressions. That's
Canada the Beautiful.
Canada Far and Wide.
Far and Wide.
There's
that's
a couple movies that they play throughout. They're like the China Pavilion has like a movie.
Like hit those up.
You can do a Beauty and the Beast like music thing, and you can look at Broadway stuff. So there are multiple small attractions.
But then you have like American Adventure that's like 45 minutes long that you're like, okay, if I go in here and it's still raining when I come back, I'm walking into the rain. Like, yeah. At that
point. Or you go back into American Adventure and just take a nap during the next show.
Oh, no. I could not do back-to-back American Adventures. I could not, even if I'm napping.
Or in kind of that same vein, pick something with a long wait time that's not closed that you've been, you know, avoiding going to. I mean, if you're going to wait, you might as well wait while it's raining. Be productive. Like, we do that a lot for Soren. If Soren's at, like, you know, a 60-minute wait, we're like, ah, no, we're not doing that. But if it starts raining, I'll happily go wait and play the little game that they do in the queue.
Yep. I would do that with Frozen especially, because it's a really big inside queue and it's really cute. And you can drink in the line. Not that I'm saying, like, you know, be toasted, but, like, can, you know,
be toasted.
I do have a theory for jumping in a line when it's raining, because if you think about it, your line has your standby and your lightning lane, right? So I just said so. Anyways,
Well, no, that was an essential part of your sentence. You weren't saying that as like a starter. Myself. No, that was acceptable because you weren't saying it to fill anything. But that was an essential part of your sentence structure.
But then I hit it with the anyways right after that.
Well, anyway, yeah, that's
on you, bud.
Here's what I'm going to say with my words right now.
I believe you.
There is the standby and the lightning lane, right? Right. When there's both and it's raining, people who are at the land or the seas that have their lightning lane to use for, say, Frozen, aren't going to make the walk in the rain. So I'm just going to roll with it, whatever. What happens is you end up waiting for 30 minutes, but then the lightning lane clears out and then the standby lane moves faster. And that's just a thought. I'm a big no lightning lane person. I'm a big standby only advocate. We're never going to get that. But
yeah, good luck with
that. Situation where you could potentially reap the benefits of not having to wait for lightning lane people to jump you in line. Just
you
know, thought.
You have a very good point. You have a very good point. I feel like that's especially true for, like, Guardians. Granted, you can't control your virtual queue, but I've noticed in those times that like the lightning lane, when it clears out, all of a sudden your virtual queue is no longer a 45-minute wait. You're flying by. Like, I wish you could control the virtual queue time for that, but I mean, it's what it is. Mm-hmm. Or if you're that person like me that you get your virtual queue and then you don't go when it calls you at 9 a.m. because you're still asleep, and then you go at like 6 p.m., then you can really choose your time. Please.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still doing that, but I know it used to be it didn't matter when you got there. It just had to have already been called.
Well,
I don't know if that's
they get stingy about that sometimes, didn't they?
Tron is stingy. Tron, you absolutely cannot do that. You have to make it within your hour or else you're SOL.
See, which is strange, because for someone who doesn't know, and they might have done it at Guardians and then be like, oh yeah, cool. And then they have Magic Kingdom the next day and they get hit with, oh, well, Guardians, we did it later. Let's just do it at Tron later. And then they get turned away. That's an inconsistency. That's not like, it's kind of like an unspoken thing that, like, these people aren't going to let it pass, but Guardians would. So I feel like that could lead to some bad situations.
That's fair. But also, how many guests genuinely find that out with Guardians? Most people will go at their time,
especially if it's their only time and it's like their first time. They're not going to be like, let's just wait and it doesn't matter that we show up on schedule.
Yeah.
I had a few more. Travel to your next park is one that I had. So if you are stuck in the rain, it's a good opportunity to hop on the Skyliner if you're in Studios or Epcot, hop on a bus, hop in the monorail if you're going Magic Kingdom or between Magic Kingdom and Epcot, or if you're really feeling crazy, go monorail from Magic Kingdom to Epcot and Skyliner from Epcot to Studios. But that's travel time that you're going to have anyways, that you're covered out of the rain, and you might as well do it. If you're already planning on doing it, you might as well just bite the bullet and say, all right, we're going. Let's do this. But yeah, travel to your next park.
Smart. It's a smart
move. I'd agree with that. Or you can travel back to your resort. I know a lot of people
don't do this. I have a big X on this suggestion.
But I do want to highlight the amazing teams at the resorts, coming from a resort girly, who definitely try to make the most of it. Because let's say during the rain, if you're not wanting to go hang out at the pool or in your room, a lot of times the children's activities cast members will go to the lobbies, they'll go to their community hall rooms and start doing rainy day activities, especially if they had outdoor activities that were canceled due to this, such as like the poolside games or an outdoor movie, blah, blah, blah. They all have really great contingency plans on moving that stuff inside. Or if they have extra cast members, they might still be doing the stuff outside and send people into the lobby anyways to be doing fun games and whatnot and keep you and your children entertained. Again, I think I'm like Hunter. I would stay in the park and make the most of my time. But if you have cranky kids, you can't stay in the park during the rain. I totally understand. But at least they do their best to like make it fun for you, especially for those places that have a sort of community hall, like Art of Animation has one kind of like that. All of the DVC resorts do. That's kind of like your one-stop shop for fun activities in the rain for you, your children, you know, crafts, video games. You can get board games, DVDs, if you want to watch stuff in the room. It's a nice option as well. Not what we would recommend. We're like, go big or go home, go to the parks. But if you're going to be at the resort, at least take advantage of the offerings that they have there, because they're trying really hard to still make your experience special and not have you just hold up in the room.
Yeah. One thing you could do, which also would go into resorts, is when you brave out the rainstorm and you're just going attraction to attraction, getting soaking wet, but getting a ton of stuff done, is then after it's done raining, you can like make a pit stop at the resort, get some fresh clothes on, take the wet clothes off, especially if you have kids, you don't want to catch a cold or get sick to start your trip if it's at the start or whatever. But yeah, that would be a good option, I would say. Refresh. I always am down for a good refresh. Being at Grand California at Disneyland and California Adventure, just, you know, swapping a pair of socks out, getting fresh.
Mm-hmm. Bada bing, bada boom. And if you're in a DVC villa, go ahead and start that washing machine. That way, when you come back, you can just throw it in the dryer before dinner.
Washing machine.
Yeah, DVC villas, nice. One bedroom or larger, have washing machines in unit. So then you don't have to worry about someone stealing your clothes.
I mean, that's really nice.
Yeah.
To go home from vacation with your bag is just full of clean clothes that you just got to put back in your drawer.
Ooh. That's pretty awesome. I would do that. Oh my God. That would be amazing. Like I seriously would, because I always come home and like my suitcase just sits there for a couple of days and I'm like, I just don't want to, you know?
Yeah. All of the resorts do have a laundromat.
Still in my room from a week ago.
Are you kidding? Yeah. Dude, get it together.
Matt is gonna be mad.
All of the resorts do have laundry facilities. Most of them like are paid unless you're at a DVC resort. That is part of your contract that you do get free laundry. So even if you are in a deluxe studio at a DVC resort, they will have laundry facilities for you. It's just not in room, so you would have to attend to it, whatnot. But if you're in a one bedroom or larger, do your laundry while you're waiting for the rain to pass. Shoot.
Good idea.
So for it. You know what I was thinking about too, that like seems like a duh obvious thing, but for young families really, is go into those meet and greet halls while you're waiting. So if you're in Magic Kingdom, it would be like Princess Fairy Tale Hall, like because they have the huge awnings and the big hallways. Or if you're in like
back
Epcot,
to like Storybook, even like they have double character meet and greets back at
they have double stuff back there.
Yeah.
And then you could also go to, if you're in like Epcot, Anna and Elsa have their whole little house that you can like go and wait inside of. Then you have like Mulan Meets in the China Pavilion. I don't know if she really has like a spot necessarily though, but still it's a thought. Like maybe they'll move her inside so you can like make your line there. But like, yeah, if you're just going to stand in the rain or go meet a princess or a prince or whatever, like it's better to just go meet the princess. And then hopefully, because sometimes those lines do get very long by the time you're done. It should be all cleared up, you know? I can't believe we didn't say that, though, because I'm like, oh, duh, I've done that before. It starts raining. I'm like, I'm going to go meet Anna and Elsa. Bye.
Hi. Again, it's that long line that you're like, shoot, I wouldn't wait for it normally, but here we are.
But here we are. Might as well, since we're doing this. Like, why not?
And, you know, sometimes, not during the summer torrential downpour that only lasts for a couple hours. This is more for like hurricane season where you might have days of bad weather or resort lockdowns or something like that. But sometimes the characters will make the rounds to the resorts to say hi to friends, which is really fun. Cool. So if you ever are, you know, unfortunately, the parks are closed or the resort's in a lockdown or something like that, Disney does a really great job of trying to have those in-park experiences at the resort, which is really cool. And most of the time, they're like themed to your resort. I'm still waiting for the Incredibles Hotel at Contemporary. And during the last hurricane, Mr. and Mrs. Incredible and Endemol did not come to the Contemporary. I was a little salty, but we did get Belle, which was fun. So
doesn't really go with Contemporary much at all.
No, not at all. Like, cool. I was waiting for Endemol to show up, but Belle showed up, which was still pretty cool. We love her. Yeah.
Are those character, like, not just the rain ones, but are the ones that like pop up, are those on a schedule? Is there, if you're at a hotel, can you like ask your front desk schedule? Of like,
So there's
not,
no
not schedule. Even emergency, but like sometimes you'll see Chip and Dale show up.
Yeah, the character cavalcade, they'll just random. Do surprise and delights. There is no schedule for it. Even for like Easter, we had a lot of our like the Fab Five was going around and saying hi to all the resorts in their Easter garb. It's completely random. Ish.
Okay. I hate that.
They feel like stopping by.
Random-ish.
No, it's we okay. Do not know.
Okay.
You don't know. It
as
just
a front
happened.
Desk manager, I'm telling you right now, the only way I know is when one of my friends from entertainment will come in and be like, hey, besties, Mickey and Minnie are meeting outside. And I sprint from my office.
You're like, and I'm gone. Let's go.
Right.
That's really, it's fun because it's random, but also that would annoy me so bad if I came in like 5 minutes after they left. You know what I mean? It's like, dang it.
Yeah.
That's true. And they're kind of like in, like they do like 20, 30 minutes of just like candid hangouts, whatever. So if you're like seeing them as they're leaving or whatnot, it is a little sad, but it's still a really cool opportunity for those guests who do happen to be there.
Yeah.
But yeah, please don't ask your resort or get mad if they don't have a schedule because there's no such thing.
We love. It's all a luck of the draw. Love that.
True. I have one more. And it's basically any show that's open is worth doing, you know, like your Beauty and the Beast, that kind of stuff. The one I said that do not do ever if it's raining or it might rain is Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, because they'll only do the first scene and then they'll just be like, and the show's over. Bye.
Yeah,
and then
it's kind of sad.
You're just sitting there and you're just like, okay, cool.
It's for the safety of the stunt.
I know. But even like, I guess it's nice that they do the first scene, I guess.
Yeah, it's cool that honestly, I'm sure the logistics of even doing that, as simple as it might look to us, like is probably an insurance logistical nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of those people, I'm sure, get hazard pay just because the ground's wet. You know,
and that's
I'm
one
sure
that they look at like, oh, it might rain in the next 30 minutes.
We're
not
like
going to do it.
Canceling.
Like I've had multiple situations where it wasn't raining, but they're like, and that's the end. It might,
and that's when
it has a 70% chance in the next hour. So we might not going to do it.
Yeah. That's when it goes, everyone that's sitting there bolts to Frozen or something when they're just trying to sit down for a show because it's really close by. So then everyone's like running to that theater instead, you know?
Yeah. And Frozen and Indiana Jones, like one starts every half hour on the hour. The other starts every hour on the hour. So like, I think they're both like 40 minutes or so. So you can't do, but if one ends early, like you're saying, Indiana Jones, it ends and it's like 15, 20 minutes, then everybody's going straight in. They're
exactly
straight across. But
well, there's also, isn't there a huge awning over where you sit, like the big concrete slab, or am I making that up in my head? Like,
Indiana
you know how
Jones?
When you're waiting for Frozen? No, for Frozen, like when you go to wait for Frozen, you're sitting on the floor and there's just TV screens, but I'm pretty
sure
there's an awning.
It's like a sloped floor and it's covered outside, yes.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So even if you're just trying to stay out of the rain and you're waiting for a show, at least it's covered. You know what I mean? Just don't sit all the way on the edge and you're probably fine. Yeah.
Random off-topic, well, kind of on-topic question.
Love it.
Y'all know I have a goldfish brain when it comes to my childhood, but I think that just unlocked something. There used to be a show there for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
There was a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids show, but I believe that was in Epcot.
I remember sitting on a sloped floor to like watch the pre-show for it. Sorry, that just like unlocked something in my brain.
No, that's so interesting. It wasn't Epcot though, wasn't it, Hunter?
Maybe.
If I'm asking you, like you would just have this information.
I'm just looking it up.
I need you to look this up now because I do remember a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids show, but I'm pretty sure that was in Epcot. What was at the Frozen Theater that I remember and what I think they built it for was the American Idol experience, which was in the early 2000s.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, when you said sloped floor looking at a TV, I'm like, I feel like I remember that, but not for
for what we're talking about.
Let's see.
Seeing it. Come on, Hunter.
I'm sorry. It replaced the American Idol experience. How about that?
Oh.
You're right.
There you go. Shoot.
And then Sounds Dangerous was where that cartoon one is, I think, next to it. Isn't there like a cartoon one in there?
Gosh. The Vacation Fun Mini Mickey short?
Yeah. Yeah, that used to be Sounds Dangerous. And then I don't remember where Honey, I Shrunk the Audience was.
I'm pretty sure it's Epcot.
Oh,
I don't know.
Here I go.
Maybe
I'm
making it up. Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Anyways.
I'm going to say my last one while y'all are looking now that I got y'all on Goose Chase. My other thing, coming from a former water park girly, if it is raining and you're in the pool or the water parks, why are you worried about getting undercover? Why are you trying to stay dry? You're at the pool. You're at the water park. Yeah. I get hiding your stuff, but like when people would come up to me and be like, is it gonna close because of the rain? I'm like, girl, you're literally in a swimsuit. Your hair is soaked already. I don't know why you're covering your hair.
Like, yeah. No. As long as you're just not getting struck by lightning. But yeah, Captain EO, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, found it.
Oh, it's at Disneyland?
Where they do the Pixar shorts.
They did Disney World and Disneyland.
Oh, hurt.
And it was in a bunch of other locations as well, but I did it.
It still is, I think.
That's
cool. But anyway, I think the reason people hide in the water park is like, I think if there's like a lightning warning, that makes total sense. Like if there's lightning, hide.
Okay.
But if it's just rain, if it's raining,
what are y'all doing?
One of the coolest things at a water park is to go in the lazy river and go underwater while it's pouring rain. I feel like that's like the coolest thing. When I was a kid, I'd be like swimming underwater. I
just
might
watch the drops fall.
I might have opened my eyes in the water, or maybe I had goggles, or maybe I opened my eyes and my eyes were burning the entire next day. I don't remember.
God bless that your eyeballs didn't fall out of your head.
I still got them. They're a little blurry. One's a little blurry, but we're okay.
I just the idea. The older I get, the more I'm like, I never want to go to a water park. And I know inevitably when I have kids one day, they're going to want to go.
Never at all?
I really don't like them. I don't. I think they're dirty. I don't like how much like chlorine they
have.
Just go
to the wrong ones. It's those
first of all, I live in
New
Jersey.
Jersey water parks.
So you know I'm going to Wildwood. Well, no, you wouldn't. You don't live here. You've never okay. Wildwood
you get
is like,
you get your cigarette, you go in the wave pool.
Honestly, that's kind of valid. Wildwood's kind of falling off a little bit. We have Seaside Park, we have Wildwood, and they're a little sketch. And it's a very interesting group of people you will find at these water parks. And
all water parks have a great, great crowd.
I don't want to be barefoot around any of the people I'm around. I'm like, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. And then going in the water, you know, kids are peeing like crazy. I'm like, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Well, it happens.
At least for Disney, you got to know how good those filtration systems are. I had a kid lose his entire lunch in our pool at Art of Animation. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I asked the coordinator, I'm like, how long is it going to take to get clean? Like, this is horrible. He was like, 7 minutes. And I was like, what?
That's
He's
terrifying.
Like, yeah, that's how crazy. That's how crazy good the filtration systems are at Disney, and the chemicals are. Like, he's like, yeah, 7 minutes.
It doesn't cycle the water. It just dissolves.
It breaks
anything.
It up so fast from the way it just beats that it's like, oh, it's not there.
Really, this means you should not be sitting in the water for more than 7 minutes or you will dissolve.
They're safe.
They freak me out. They just freak me out. That's just a personal problem I have.
I see.
And I've seen like too many horror videos. I just can't.
I would agree with you. I'm not one for many water parks, but we did get to stay at the Four Seasons at Orlando, and that lazy river, like,
pretty awesome,
tip top. And it was cool because there was nobody there. Like, it's have it all to yourself. So it was like a different vibe of like,
that's much cleaner too. There's way less people going in that. You know what I mean?
It's not like, oh, we're cycling 10,000 people through this lazy river.
It's much chiller. I like never sat in a lazy river with a drink. Like that's always a goal of mine, is to like get in a lazy river and have like a margarita or something and just go down and around for a little bit, just like vibing, you know, one day.
All right. That's going to be your bucket
list. So off topic of the rain. I guess while it's raining, I would love to be in a lazy river with a margarita.
Honestly, sitting in a tube in the rain in a lazy river is
pretty,
not the worst experience. As long as it's warm outside and it's not like a 40 degree raindrop temperature rain, because those aren't fun
nasty.
At all.
That's not fun.
But all right. Well, I think we've got options. If it's raining, you know, keep the vacation alive. I'm pretty happy with my list. Again, I'm team go for it in the rain. Don't let it harm you. I'm the Ted Lasso. Just live.
Do what you like.
Do what you like. No matter if it's raining or not, do what you like. That's where I stand. And I'll be in my Chacos that are out of style and not have wet sock feet.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm really happy for you. You might look dumb,
Thanks.
but I'm so glad that you feel good.
Yeah, definitely don't look cool, apparently. But anyways, I'm happy. That's all that matters now. You know,
yeah.
Your dad life got the kid. I'm just here to be happy. Now I understand why all those dads out there wore sandals with like white crew socks and jean shorts. It's like they weren't doing it to be cool. They're just doing it because they like it. And
it's
I'm
comfort.
about there. I'm
It's
about there.
easy movement. It's what I gotta do because I gotta chase a kid. And you
you
know
just
what?
you don't care what people think about you at that point. You're just like,
nope.
I'm here. I got it. We're good.
I love it.
I'm
I love
at
it.
That point.
Yeah. Good for
Well,
you.
anyways, rain wise, anything y'all want to add? Got it on another tangent.
I mean, honestly, just kind of like I said when we started, of like, especially if you're from out of state, don't let rain ruin your time. Like, you paid a lot of money to be there. Make the best of it, unless it's like a hurricane, you know?
Correct. Be safe, but have fun.
Be safe, but have fun. Yeah. And I think we've given you more than enough options for things you can do while you're waiting it out, because chances are it will not be an all day affair.
Yeah.
I would like to end with a story from work. This was not my story. This did happen to another leader, which thank goodness, because I might have lost my job that day from laughing. This guest, again, we were having just a day of like a lot of torrential downpours. Like it was about the span of 3 hours where it would just be on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. And this lady came up to one of my peers and was like, "How dare you all? How dare you all? It was raining in Animal Kingdom and no one was helping the children, and the children are in need." And my peer was like, "Girl, girl, girl, let's calm down. Bring it to center. Are you okay? What's going on? Are the children hurt? What is happening? I need you to calm down." And she's like, "The rain, it was raining so hard and there were all of these children in the rain and nobody was helping the children. Nobody cared about the children." And it's just like, I would have laughed. I'm so sorry. I would have laughed. Like, ma'am, what do you expect us to
What do you
do?
want them to do? Like, do you think they have a huge umbrella they can put over the park? Like, this is not how it works.
It is not our responsibility to dress your kids for the weather of that day or to protect your kids from the rain. I'm so sorry.
Like, they're your children. They're, maybe you should pack some ponchos next time.
Here's how I'm protecting your children. I'm not letting the roller coasters operate during the rain. But like, just she was beside herself about the children in the rain, as if they're all gonna melt like the Wicked Witch of the West. Like, oh my gosh. But I thought that was the funniest thing ever. So there you go. There's your crazy guest story of the day.
I love it.
Of Ron Burgundy from Anchorman screaming as he's doing his vocal warm-ups. But yeah, if you don't like the rain, go to Disneyland. Don't go to Disney World.
That's valid. You're going to have way less of an issue with rain if you go to Disneyland, but you know.
You don't got to worry about it. But that is our episode for this week. How to make the most of the rain. You know, we'll title it something cool. How to make the most of the rain in Disneyland. What to
April
do when it's
showers,
raining.
Bring something, something.
May flowers.
Well, bring Disney flowers.
April showers, Disney flowers. Boom.
Disney flower and like garden. It.
And now starts the flower and garden segment of this episode, where we go for another hour on raining at flower and garden.
What do the butterflies do in the butterfly tent when it rains?
If y'all do, I think I just pass out.
Like, No. That is all. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Follow us at Happiest Podcast on Earth, Instagram, all over, everything.
Yes.
Just all
everything
of them.
Everywhere. Look, let's be real. I update the Instagram most, and I'm trying to get better at being even more on it. We do check our messages very frequently, though. So if you have feedback about the episode or ideas, or you just want to tell us what you thought about the episode.
Yeah, if I say too much.
If you say, look, I cut out like 90% of the ums. So I don't think it's going to be an issue. It's going to be fine.
We'll leave them in this time. Let's let the people hear.
No, oh, no, no. We've learned. No, I'm not doing that. For everyone's sake, we're just not going to do that.
It's not bad.
It's everybody. It's everybody.
Speech impediment, okay? Leave me alone.
It's you filling space while you think of the next thing you want to say.
Is.
It's very natural, but it's very easy to notice when you're listening to a conversation.
Yeah, my words move faster than my brain sometimes, but it's okay. It happens to everybody.
Woo-hoo.
I was about to say anyways, but that is all for this week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, dear.
Anyways.